This period of practice together will be a guided metta meditation. So feel free to make yourself comfortable for this. So it's going to be in English, as you will have been able to guess. If you want to use the Hebrew phrases that we've been using, well, that Zohar guided us with yesterday, I'll see if I can just put those into the chat here so that they're there for you. Okay. And then, so that's, I believe that's for ourselves, and we can use the same structure for others. And just a word about the phrases, really use words that you connect with. So if that means using other words that you imagine would feel more useful, and also perhaps words that other teachers or you've read in books or whatever. So you don't need to use the ones that we're offering, and perhaps the words that we're offering can just be reminders of, you know, coming back to the practice, those useful kind of reminders. So don't also spend too much time trying to find the perfect phrases. Yeah, just kind of use something that's good enough. So a little bit like we have with our posture. You know, it's really good to get the body into a nice shape for practice, and with metta meditation that might mean a little more comfortable than you might go in for other meditation practices. But then at a certain point we have to admit, yeah, there isn't a completely pain-free, perfect posture. And we go, okay, that's good enough. No more struggle, yeah. So also with the phrases, we won't necessarily find perfect phrases, but sometimes we might find some that really, really support us. And just to say something that's maybe obvious, but really might not be, is we also don't have to use phrases. You can just radiate a sense of, you know, say, the first one here, you know, of happiness. It could just be that we just feel a sense of happiness radiating. Yeah, you don't necessarily have to say Osho or happiness or whatever else it is. So in a sense, the phrases, the words, are like a vehicle. You know, and that vehicle is carrying for us that feeling, that sense. And the last thing before we begin the practice together, someone was asking, is it possible to have metta phrases to offer towards body pain? So this morning we were working with pains in the body. Yeah, it is possible to use our words as a vehicle for supporting the holding, the opening around body pain. So some that I find useful, and feel free to translate or develop and improvise on these. May you be met well. So I wouldn't say to my pain, may you be happy so much, although that might work for you. Or may you be welcomed. May you feel welcomed. Another one I found quite powerful for me is, may you be held in kindness. Yeah, may you be held in kindness. Or if we even want to kind of give it a sense of autonomy, a sense of independence from us, yeah. Like, may you know kindness. Yeah, like it experiences it. And so here we're not talking about ways of getting rid of pain, but we're talking about ways of relating well, you know, relating well to pain, reducing the second arrow, as I spoke about in the talk. Okay, so let's begin our practice. So first of all, we really want to just tune in again to a whole body here. whatever's going to support you just to relax into this body moment. Allow your awareness to spread through the body. Maybe feeling the contact with the earth, with the seat, the floor. Maybe feeling the uprightness of the posture. Feeling the air around the body. Feeling the contact of body into the air, into the space around. Just feeling what's needed, what supports. A sense of relaxing and grounding. Also a sense of aliveness and uprightness, openness. Take a moment to connect with the breath. Breath feels welcomed. Given space, as we give the breath space in attention, also in awareness, in the body, we can also have a sense of giving it as much room as it needs, as much space as it needs to be received into attention. As we practice in this way, maybe we can notice, is there a steadiness? Do we need more steadiness? More willingness to come back, to remain rooted? Is there an openness? Is openness coming easily at this time? Maybe easier if we open attention more to the space around. If there isn't so much spaciousness at this time, maybe there isn't so much steadiness, is there also the dedication to develop this? Just a little bit, just coming back. The invitation now is, see for yourself, which is the easier person to practice with? Is it someone who is, you know, a friend for you, someone with whom you have a good relationship, or would it be to come to yourself? Just, if you can't decide between either one, then just come into yourself. bringing this being as an object in the mind, it's a felt sense of this being. Welcoming a sense of them, the felt sense of this being, into the heart, into the mind's eye. It could be a visual sense, it could be a felt sense. Just allowing yourself to resonate with this being. Maybe you can feel that you perhaps quite naturally wish for this being to be happy. May you be happy. May I be happy. Maybe as we wish that, we can also just feel a sense, that sense of what's happiness like, that lightness, uplifting feeling. Letting that flow through flow awareness, consciousness. From this being to the being we're imagining, feeling. Allowing both of us to be touched by the intention and that quality. Osho. Happiness. That feeling of not wanting for anything else, that happiness. Gently radiating the feeling of peace, shalva. The calmness, the spaciousness of peace. Freedom from worry and distress. May I, may you know peace. So notice that it's quite natural to wish for this being to be healthy and safe. Priyut ve briha, briha, briha. To to be well in body, to be well in the mind. To have strength and vitality, clarity and steadiness. So we wish for the happiness, osher, the peace, shalva, to be healthy and safe, priyut vebitcha. But we also know that life is made of changing conditions. May whatever is arising for you be met with ease, nachat. May you meet life with ease. May you know ease in body, heart, and mind. Just bringing this being to mind, if they fade away, just a felt sense of them. Whether it's ourself or a dear being to us. If there's any other phrases you wish to offer, to share, of well-wishing. Or if you just want to radiate this atmosphere, this felt sense of kindness and care. And so this time, letting this person be released to the back of the heart space, released to the back of the mind. And now introducing either a person who's dear to you or yourself. So we're just switching around, wherever you started, just picking whoever's next. If it doesn't feel the right time for wishing for yourself, you can pick another dear being to you. Just seeing if again we can get a reasonably clear felt sense . Maybe it's a clear image, we're more visual. Feel if it feels natural to wish happiness for this being. Happy. Perhaps a felt sense of this happiness, this contented in the moment, satisfied, not wanting for anything more, just happiness, Osho. Head to toe. In the heart, in the mind. Shenita Osho. May we be happy. May we rest in happiness. Maybe there's also the wish that this being is peaceful, they find peace, spaciousness, freedom from worry. Shenida Shalva. May we be peaceful, calm, at ease. May we be healthy and safe. Bruyot ve'bitcha. May we be physically strong. So clear, calm in the mind. May we feel safe. Supported, at home, we can deeply rest and relax in this moment. Whatever is happening for us in our lives right now, can we meet that with ease? Shenida nachat. Not knocked from our centeredness. From our deepest intentions for wisdom and kindness. May we meet this well. Nachat. Staying connected to this being, just sharing your own phrases or radiating this atmosphere of metta, whatever way. Just noticing, how is the space of awareness now? How is the flavor, the atmosphere of practice? Just seeing if the space wants to open a little more, just allowing for that. just in a very gentle way, just as we were in the morning, opening to places in the body that maybe feel painful. You can also just open gently to maybe anyone in our life who's maybe having a more difficult time. Maybe we know, heard, have a bit more stresses in their life. Maybe they're more alone. Maybe they're not physically as well as we or they would like. Or any of the elderly people in our community. Very gently opening to maybe just one being. You might appreciate some good wishes. To be held in kindness. This moment they can feel connected, maybe they can even feel a little more happy. You feel happy, Osho. May you feel peaceful, Shilva. The space opening for them. May you feel healthy and safe. Even just for a moment of clarity, a moment of strength, to rest. May whatever's happening, may you meet this moment, all moments, with ease. Nachat. You will support well-being as much as you can. So adding any of your own phrases or continuing, just radiating this feeling. So this last part of the meditation, you might want to just invite in someone else on this retreat. If someone comes to mind, or you might want to just peek at the screen and just choose someone, whoever's there. And just holding the felt sense of them. May you be happy, Osho. May you be peaceful, Shilva. May you be healthy and safe, Briut Vebidcha. May you know ease, Nachat. Letting that expand to everyone on this retreat together. May all of us, including ourselves, be happy. Whether we think it possible or not, we can just wish that, intend that, support that. May we all be peaceful. Shilva. Shinita Priyut Vibidha. May we all be healthy and safe and at ease, Nachat. Deep into our beings, deep into our bodies, deep into our consciousnesses. Nachat, ease. Including everyone who's supporting us to be on retreat together. All our friends and family, all those in Tovana, all those who are running the shops that provide our food, all the fields that grow our vegetables, our neighbours, everyone who is involved with building this building we're in. All the trees that have supported us with this oxygen we're breathing. All the birds and cats. That support this atmosphere we're practicing in. Pets, each other's pets who pop on the screen. May we all be happy. Osho. Peaceful. Shilva. Healthy and safe. Briut Vibidha. At ease. Nachat. And may any feeling of well-being, any feeling of happiness, peace, and ease radiate out from us towards all beings everywhere. Beings of the earth, beings that live under the earth, beings that live in the sky, and in the water. May all the living beings of this living planet, animals, plants, mountains, valleys, plains, live in peace and harmony. Okay, thank you for the practice together.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.